Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello, and welcome along to Leader, Manager, Coach. Welcome along to the podcast. And if it's your first time, a real warm welcome. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to meander through a few things. I often make notes on things that stand out and things that jump out at me and think, you know what, I was meant to hear that. So I'm going to share a few things with you today that I've collected over the past couple of weeks that have really stood out and have meant an awful lot. And I think there's some real key lessons in them. So there'll be a variety of things here that will help you on your journey in leadership, management and coaching in whatever sphere that is. And the other day, I'm going to start off by crediting this to Brian Johnson. And I've talked many times about Brian Johnson's website, Entheos, and the work he does. And he was talking about leadership and what the definition of a leader is. And I think the world today is awash with what leadership is all about. But certainly, one of the things that leaders do is this. And it's real simple. And it goes like this. The definition of a leader is somebody who does what he or she says they will do. Period. What a simple definition. A leader is just purely and simply somebody who does what they say they will do. Now, if you're going to follow somebody, which in my mind makes them a leader because you're following them, there's got to be a reason. And one of the reasons will be that there's an element of trust. And one of the ways that you get to trust people is what they do, what they say they will do. I'll pick you up at 9 o'clock at the station. 9 o'clock comes at the station. There they are waiting for you. I'll call you later. They call you. I'll review that work and I'll send you a report on email. The email arrives. You learn to trust that person's word. Fortunately or unfortunately, it's not common. That may be a brilliant definition of leadership. Now, I was reading about the journey of life and the questions that come up in your mind about which way you should go. And I came across a beautiful word, peregrination. Peregrination means journey, or it alludes to journey. So you are on a peregrination, your own life journey. And it reminded us, and it reminded me, and I'm kind of passing it on, that it's the things that interest you, not me, you. The things that you are interested in are beckoning you. Now, hear me out. I am not talking about addictions. I am not talking about gambling. I am not talking about sex. I'm not talking about substances that beckon and call you physiologically. That is not what we're talking about. I'm talking about things that pique your interest. Oh, I've got to investigate that. What's that all about? That is life calling you. And that is what your life calling is probably all about. It is taking you down the path. And it might be only the next step. It might not be the complete answer to your life. And I think that's a big challenge for us and for everybody. I think we often look for what's the one big thing that my life's going to be about that all these other successful people have found. I don't necessarily think there is one. I think great racehorse trainers are interested in horses. I also think they're interested in getting a horse to go quickly. They might have had a dream when they were young because one of their parents took them to Cheltenham or to Aintree or to Epsom. But did they know from the get-go, from the year dot, that they were going to be a champion racehorse trainer? I doubt it. They probably rode a pony when they were young and thought, this is good fun. Step number one. So don't look for the big fanfare of trumpets. Listen to that still, small voice, that little bit of interest that beckons you, that says and whispers and makes you interested. Now, those things that interest you can be either one of these two things. And it's a beautiful way of looking at it. It can be a threat or a promise. It can be a challenge. And one of the voices in your head can say, well, it's going to take a bit of time to do that. You might actually not make a great deal of that. And actually, life will be a lot easier if you don't do it. And you can probably get away with not doing it. And yeah, don't bother anyway. It's not that important. And actually, if you fail at it, you're going to waste a lot of time and you might look silly. It won't help your career. The other voice said, you need to get good at that. And the other voice says, you can do that. And the other voice says, I know it's hard, but you'll be better for doing this. And then there's a way out offered where you don't have to do the thing. And then that other voice says, no, come on, do it. Challenge yourself. Be vulnerable, be open, and see what happens. It's either a threat or a promise. And guess what? You get to decide. Whichever one you decide it is likely to take you down one path or the other.
Are you struggling to find that extra edge to help you stand out above the crowd? Separating yourself from the rest is often about personal leadership. Achieve your true potential and become who you really can be. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course is a unique membership accessing the knowledge and wisdom from history's greats that will help you develop both personally and professionally to make you truly stand out. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course. Access now at patreon.com. Leader Manager Coach.
Next thing, beware of black and white thinking. I've been thinking about this quite a lot recently, and I have to admit I am quite a logical, rational, left brain thinker. Pretty simple guy. In that respect, it's in or it's out. It's right or it's wrong. It's black or it's white. The older I get, the more messages I seem to get that the world doesn't operate like that and it's nowhere near as simple and it's far more complex. And I think as a young person, you are open to suggestion. You're looking for solutions. And that's where these ideologies of life come in. And you hear things and you think, ah, that's the way. That's the path. That's the answer. It answers everything. I've done it myself. I've been there. I've been completely embarrassing. Spent years believing things. Seriously. Committed. Unwavering. Only to find out it was a pot of rubbish at the end. There were good things to come out of it. There was masses of experience to come out of it. But fundamentally, my simplistic ideological vision of what the world was about, how it worked, where I fitted in, and how I could make it work was not going to work going forward. It was far too, the world is far too complex. And my simple little ideological answers to why I was on the right path and everybody else wasn't suddenly turned out to be true. Or not true, depending on which side of the fence you're on. So the message here is beware of black and white thinking. And how can you manifest that in your life? Well, you can take a step back whenever you feel that rush of adrenaline that tells you you're on the right path. Ah, this is the answer. This is it. This will solve all my problems. This is the answer to everything. This is the way to be. To be like this, to be a bully, to be strong, to coerce people. To be left wing, to be right wing. To act like this, to be dismissive, to be an ultimate caregiver and say yes to everybody. And to make as much money as you can and at the expense of everything else. And to not care at all about money. To play football and attack and don't care about defending. And let's just defend and never care about attacking. Extreme prime examples. Life, work, football, coaching, success, living are far more complex than that. And the answers do not come in these great big neon sign ideological solutions. They come in the same form as the little interest that beckons you. That still, small, whispering voice that comes in the middle of a sentence, that comes in the middle of a discussion or a contemplation, or something that catches your eye. Much more likely to be that than the fanfare of trumpets that provides you with the answer to all the universe's problems. Which leads me on to the next one. And look, life is messy. Relationships are complicated. The Buddha said life is suffering. Getting to the top, your top, is hard. Life is a tragedy. We're going to die anyway. So, stop looking for perfection. I used to be a perfectionist. Oh my life, it is a terrible place to be. Things in order. Got to have this, got to be right. Got to do the best. Anxiety, stress, struggle, late nights. Nothing wrong with endeavor. Nothing wrong with being the best. We come back again to that beautiful little simple word that drives a lot of people mad. Balance. Aim for the eagle. What is it? Aim for the eagle. Bag the pheasant. Don't eat crow. Sometimes you'll have days where you hit 10 out of 10, double top, bump, champion of the world, done. What a great day. Let's celebrate. Let's open the champagne. Other days, you cannot do anything to control anything. You go to bed worn out, tired, fed up, frustrated, angry, not getting anywhere. Other times, okay, manage this, manage that, struggle with this, struggle with that, but maybe got that right, got that right, got that wrong, didn't work. Hey, life is like that, and it will have your way. The Japanese have this kintsugi philosophy. Kintsugi, and please tell me if I'm wrong, is about understanding that nothing is perfect. And if you have a pot in your house that falls off a shelf and breaks, you glue it together and you make the best of it, and you still use it and you still look at it and you still enjoy it in its imperfection. I have a Land Rover, a 1993 Land Rover. I absolutely love it as much as you can love a car. It's battered, it's bruised, it's got dents, it's got scratches, it's got rust. Things don't work, but it's got character. It's been round the world, it's been in the oceans, it's been on beaches, it's been on fields, it's worked and grafted. It is beautiful to me. I have a picture on my, I have a piece of art on my wall. It's made up of all tiny bits of and fragments of pottery that a great artist from my local area collects and puts together and remakes and remodels. All thrown away. Nobody wanted them. Picked up, rescued, put back together. Beautiful again. Perfect. Depends what your definition of perfection is. Your life is your life. Perfection and your life will not go together unless your definition of perfection aligns with your life. Beware of perfection. We are all crippled in some way. We have all got imperfections. This definition of disabled brings us all onto that, doesn't it? But get the message. Don't lower your standards, but avoid perfection thinking. Here's a beautiful one from an Irish rugby coach. Not sure how to achieve success, feel overwhelmed, want to be the best, but not sure how to get there. Just win the next battle that's in front of your face. Let's repeat that. Just win the next battle that's in front of your face. What does that mean? It means every day you get up, you make your bed. It's easier not to make it. You get up, you clean your teeth. You do your personal care. You take care of the basics every single day. You make your lunch to save yourself the money if that's what you do. It's easy to think, oh, I can't be bothered to go down the shop and I'll spend a fiver. Dollars, pounds, kwacha, whatever it is. Win the next little battle. It's the little tiny things added up one after the other, hundreds of thousands of them over time, that create success. It's not fail, 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 don't do anything right, couldn't be bothered, just wait for that big moment and I'll get that right and everything will happen. Don't work like that. Sometimes we can fall into that trap. Just win the next battle in front of your face. Thank you to the Irish rugby coach. Here's another one from the rugby world. Be the absolute best in everything that requires zero talent. How do you get good? How do you win? Be the absolute best you can at everything that requires zero talent. So, you want to be great in a certain endeavor. Sport, football, business, whatever it is you're into. Now, there's certain elements of your craft that you've got to master that are damned difficult, hard, require years and years and years of practice. They ain't gonna come overnight. That's gonna come over time. But every single day, you can tie your shoelaces so they don't come undone. You can turn up on time, on the button. You can respond to messages and emails. You can be considerate. You can be a good friend. You can eat well. You can sleep well. Make yourself go to bed on time. You can do the basics that require zero talent. Unfortunately, it's not that easy because it's often not mastering our craft that sees us off. It's not mastering the things that require zero talent because they probably require a modicum of willpower. And without getting into the definitions and the hows and whys of willpower right now, it's those things that aren't done consistently that are often the downfall of the flawed genius. Do them well and watch them serve you. And finally, I'm all for routine. It seems that a lot of the successful people in life are into routines, which is probably why I try and have a routine, to try and emulate. And I think a lot of people like routines. People don't like being knocked out of routines. It's amazing what happens if somebody has a burst or a flat tire. Their whole routine for the day has changed, and the psychological effect of that is massive. Routine. Powerful. But here we come back to that word balance again. You should be in a rhythm, not a rut. You work, you get up, you work, you train, you get stale, you get down, you perform at less than 80%, and you feel psychologically and physically kind of numb. You're in a rut. You have no flair, no enthusiasm, low energy. You're probably in a rut of some kind. What routine refers to is the R of rhythm. The rhythm, the rest, the recuperation, the energy, the expenditure, the laugh, the happiness, the joy, the balance. Hold my hand up. Bit of a workaholic. Bit of a routine kind of junkie. Not always on the mark of getting balance right. Look at your life. Look at your practices. Take a break. I often, with my long-term clients who work with me for 9 to 12 months sometimes on a certain project, I tell them before we start, look, you're going to get to about 5 months and you're going to just wish you never met me. You're going to wish you never started on this project and you ain't going to probably be able to see the end of it from where you are. Kind of happens about 4 to 5 months in. Seems to be about that time in a 9 to 12 month project. They laugh when I tell them, they don't hear it, and they hit that 4.5 month and they go, I remember what you said. They're in a rut. What's my answer to them? I tell them to go away. I tell them to go and drink if that's what they like to do. I tell them to eat what they like, forget about their program that we do together, and just be themselves. And do you know what the majority do? They come back happy, smiling, refreshed, ready to go with a new perspective. Do you need a break? Do you need a holiday? Do you need some downtime? Are you in a rhythm or a rut? So I'm going to leave you with that. It's Leader Manager Coach. We've explored and meandered through a few things that maybe resonate with you. It's all about your journey, your peregrination. Thanks for listening. Always a pleasure to serve. Catch you later. Bye-bye.